The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 28th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The Georgia Supreme Court granted an emergency stay of a lower court's ruling, once again allowing a six-week abortion ban to take effect in Georgia, while an appeal process continues. The ban prohibits abortion from the earliest weeks of pregnancy, at least for now. More from our Daniel Smith.
Andrea Young, executive director of the ACLU of Georgia, says the hold will negatively affect anyone seeking to end a pregnancy, especially those who are uninsured or low income. Judge Robert McBurney ruled earlier this month that the six-week abortion ban was void when it was passed because it was unconstitutional.
That ruling was appealed by the state of Georgia, Governor Kemp and Attorney General Carr. The Supreme Court stayed Judge McBurney's order while they deliberate on the merits of his decision. So his decision is not overturned, but it is not in effect anymore.
The state's abortion ban law was passed in 2019, but took effect in July of this year after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Roe versus Wade decision, giving states the power to restrict abortion.
Advocates say that Asheville, North Carolina is the closest place to Metro Atlanta where abortions are still available later in the first trimester of pregnancy. And a bill passed by the New York State Legislature would provide ratepayers with a voice in utility rate increases.
The utility intervener bill would provide for funding to allow individuals or not-for-profit groups to have a seat at the table when utility companies go before the state's Public Service Commission for a rate increase. High inflation and rising costs have been prompting rate increases across the U.S. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, energy prices in October were up 17.6% from the previous year. Bill Ferris with AARP New York says increasing rates adds to an ongoing cycle of owed payments by ratepayers.
The end result of ever-increasing energy rates in New York is people, when they can't pay their bill, they're given the opportunities to try to make up what they owe, but the arrears just pile up. And here in New York, we did have an arrears, and we continue to have an arrears crisis where people are being terminated from their utility service.
Much of the opposition to the bill has come from utility companies, particularly about the way the bill is written. Analysis by AARP New York found ratepayers were billed almost $19 million for utility companies' representation in these negotiations. Although the bill has been passed by the legislature, it's still awaiting the governor's signature. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
A report from the National Energy Assistance Directors Association finds families will be paying 17.2% more to heat their homes. This is PNS. Community members in one Los Angeles neighborhood are trying out a more humane way to approach the trash buildup around homeless encampments.
The Echo Park Trash Club, now in its second year, meets just about every other Sunday and hauls away refuse. But they ask permission, treat residents with dignity, kindness, and respect, and don't try to make anyone move. Critics of the approach say it makes the encampments more permanent. But Aaron Fine, a therapist in training who founded the club, says the city's sweeps are inhumane and cruel.
Let's do away with sweeps altogether. While we have so many people that don't have affordable permanent housing, we need to do this in a completely different way. We can't be scaring people. We can't be throwing their homes in the trash. We shouldn't be bringing police officers. It's got to be done differently.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
This story produced with original reporting from Caroline Tracy for High Country News as part of the Solutions Journalism Network. Now from Colorado, every dollar invested in tax credits for conservation easements generates $12 in economic benefits.
Some 3 million acres of Colorado lands have been protected through land trusts and their partners, and new online resources launched by the group Keep It Colorado aims to help more families keep producing on their farms and ranches and maintain their land for future generations. Aaron Quinn with the Aspen Valley Land Trust says protecting lands through conservation easements now is a good idea for a number of reasons.
One is that the cost of real estate is so high, but second, the state's incentives have never been better. So if you're considering now is a great time.
I'm Eric Galatas.
Finally, Natalie Romligon tells us in Kentucky, Russell County teachers, staff, counselors, and bus drivers have received intensive training on the effects of childhood trauma on kids' mental and physical health since 2018. 18.
Today, school suspensions have decreased by 50%, and more kids report feeling safe, cared for, and that they belong at school. Amalia Mendoza with the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, which provided grant funding for the Bounce Rural Adverse Childhood Experiences Project, says rural communities face different challenges in reducing behavioral issues that stem from adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs.
We're talking about toxic stress. We're not talking about just any adversity. It is really that kind of stress that is ongoing and that can produce changes even in the brain and in the immune system.
Nearly 40% of kids in the U.S. have been exposed to at least one adverse childhood experience.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, on a great radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.